History helps us understand why societies are the way they are and what they value. The Bloomington Normal Society of today was not created on the spur of the moment, after all.
Everything has a story. What we see today is it comes from somewhere.
Kenny Haggard grew up in the Chicago suburbs. He went to Eastern Illinois University, where he met his wife. Haggard works for State Farm. He says the context of where you live is a good place to start learning how you can become involved in creating a beloved community. For instance, Haggard and his family lived overseas for 7 years in Albania. He says knowing Albania was a closed country for most of the 20th century under an autocratic regime let him understand why a simple thing like a bread shop is the way it is.
And the bakeries pretty much all look the same. Even today, they all look the same. And it's kind of the history of the communism. You didn't have a choice in communist country. This is what a bakery looked like. This is what it was. And so business owners still today have that kind of remnant left where there's just an expectation of what a bread shop should look like.
Haggard says he's fascinated by the relationships between peoples and their interplay. He spent time in the McLean County Museum of History looking at population growth and the movement of groups in and out, the Germans, Irish, Swedes, and now Latinx. Haggard's family moved to the South Hill neighborhood in Bloomington when they came to town. Nearby, there is a historic plaque.
And it talked about that the church that's right by our home was founded by German immigrants. And so that was kind of the founding of it. And today we know that there's a strong Latino, Hispanic population that attend the church in the afternoon. Some of the congregation, some people in the church, they'll set up a little stand with some fruit things that go on, and it's great.
Haggard finds the dynamic of the neighborhood change fascinating. State Farm employee and Illinois Wesleyan University assistant basketball coach Aaron Levin also says knowing the history of a place helps him feel connected, but sometimes even the most basic Bloomington Normal things are a mystery.
One thing is, people ask me, well, you live in Normal, Illinois. How did it get its name? I don't have a response for him, but it's something that I'd like to learn.
In point of fact, the town of Normal used to be called North Bloomington. As public schools started to form in the state, there was a need for teachers to staff them. Back when town founder Jesse Fell schemed and finagled to bring what became Illinois State University to the area, it was to be a normal school, part of a broad effort to create the profession of teaching. The normal school movement originated in Massachusetts in 1839 and spread nationwide. Legislation to create Illinois State Normal University was signed in 1857. The town changed its name from North Bloomington to Normal in 1865.
Makes a ton of sense when people say, oh, it's a great school for education. I mean, I think that is the fabric.
The town of Normal had only a couple dozen houses back then. Further in the past, there was a much bigger town in McLean County. In the 1700s, the Grand Village of the Kickapoo had up to 1,000 Native American people living near Ellsworth. Between the French and British fur trade proxy wars fought with tribal allies, disease, and westward settlement in the U.S., the village was much reduced by the time a U.S. Army force under the command of future President Zachary Taylor burned it in 1813.
We forget that we weren't the first ones here. And so I think knowing that almost gives a further and deeper appreciation for where we are now.
Levin grew up in the Chicago suburb of Oak Park. He says more recent political history matters to him, too. Bloomington Normal has contributed a couple governors to the state, Joe Pfeiffer and Adlai Stevenson II, the U.S. Vice President, Adlai Stevenson I, several national leaders of the women's suffrage movement, the first woman state senator in Illinois, Florence Pfeiffer Borer, and on and on. It was a regular stop for a young lawyer named Abraham Lincoln and was a founding area for the Republican Party. Bloomington Normal has sent a Democrat to Congress only a few times since statehood. All that political history helps Levin make sense of the current climate.
Looking at the state of Illinois and seeing the map of all that blue in the northeast corner of the state and then kind of seeing the red sprawl here, It's just eye-opening.
And then there's that tiny little Bloomington Insurance Company of the 1920s. Not so tiny anymore. Levin says the State Farm Museum at corporate headquarters taught him the roots of the company were in policies for farmers and as a mutual instead of a traded stock company. He says that helps explain company culture.
The fabric of it now and how it's different types of insurance all knit into one, and seeing that as, to me, how Bloomington Normal kind of is, different pockets but all stitched together in one company and one community, is pretty fascinating.
Not every transplant finds interest in the socio-political history of Bloomington Normal. Karen Regner works in Parks and Rec at the Town of Normal. She, too, was a Chicago suburban kid. She's interested in the history of the land, made fertile as the glaciers dropped rich soil in their retreat from the last ice age. For Regner, natural assets matter, like Clinton Lake, the Funks Grove Nature Center, the Parklands Foundation, Kumlara Park, Moraine View State Park, and the Mackinac River. Or they would be key if transplants knew about them.
I'll be totally honest. I really only know of, like, Kumlara Park, obviously Constitution Trail, but the other areas, I mean, I'm not exactly quite sure how they would kind of advertise them more, but I'll be totally honest, some of them, like Funks Grove, I had never even heard of before.
Regner is a people person. She says natural areas affect a sense of community as people meet while walking, hiking, biking, or boating.
It's almost like nature kind of brings this sense of, I don't know if positivity is the right word, but it kind of gives this sense of, hey, I'm out here enjoying nature just like you are, just kind of having that friendly kind of chat for a minute.
The land helps create identity, she says, whether it's the Colorado Mountains in which she once lived or Central Illinois corn and Route 66.
I think for me it's just, it's not really necessarily a mental roadmap. It's more just kind of exploring somewhere that I haven't been before. So maybe I'll take a new trail or a new route.
Regner says she likes anything that brings people together. And for Kenny Haggard, Aaron Levin, and Karen Regner, the facts of history in Bloomington Normal and Central Illinois are not dry academic things. They breathe life into and inform the way people live now, because people are living histories. I'm Charlie Schlenker.